This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I hope you're sitting down for this, friends. I really do. You know how we took time to expose the mayors within the United States of America, or at least felons masquerading as mayors. They call themselves sanctuary cities, and they are violating federal law. And interestingly enough, do you also know that the crimes that are committed by the people that they are allotting, because they're not sanctuary cities, friends, they're simply called cities that harbor fugitives. And it's a felony. And when crimes are committed by felons concerning these mayors, they call themselves mayors, they're felons masquerading as mayors. It was called criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Do you know that they're personally responsible for the crimes of the illegals that they allot to come into their cities? They are personally responsible for the crimes. So it's not enough for a corrupt politician to say, well, if a crime is committed, that's too bad. Who did that, as they try to point the finger at everybody but themselves? The American people need to know what the law says, because the law, which means Torah, going to the Word of God in the spiritual matters, it means to point the finger. And law condemns crime, friends, and it also justifies the wicked. Now, what I'm getting to here, friends, is we have Sergio Jose Martinez, arrested in Portland in a sanctuary city after being deported 20 times. He's arrested for raping a 65-year-old woman. I want you to listen to me carefully. Aside of all the political rhetoric of those that attempt to justify the entrance of illegals coming into America, and it shows you, friends, like Sergio Jose Martinez, his lack of fear of consequence for violating American law. He was deported 20 times. He was invited into a sanctuary city, that's what they want you to call it, in Portland. He was recently arrested for raping a 65-year-old woman in America. Read Exodus 21:24. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. A blow for a blow, a wound for a wound. Friends, it's been said that if it's an eye for an eye, it will leave the whole world blind. I want to tell you something, that's not true whatsoever. As a matter of fact, that mentality counters God's mandate and His command concerning His law and the consequence of law. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. But for some reason, guys like Sergio Jose Martinez, who's been arrested in Portland, a sanctuary city, as they've renamed it, a city harboring illegals, friends, has been deported over 20 times. He's now arrested for raping a 65-year-old woman. 65 years old. Back in May, in Uzbek refugee serving 25 years behind bars for a plot to kill U.S. military personnel or civilians has been charged with stabbing the warden at the California federal prison where he was serving his sentence, prosecutors said Thursday. This is reported by Fox News. Aside of all the political rhetoric attempting to justify the illegals coming into America, here is the fruit that you are to judge them by. Matthew 7:16. May of 2017, Pascual Mendez, 24, of Morganton, was given an active prison term of 12 to 19 years for felony human trafficking of a child, an assault on a female, interfering with emergency communications, and statutory rape of a child less than 15 years of age. Reported by News Herald, May 23rd of 2017. Besides all of the political rhetoric, we are to judge them by the fruit that they bear, saith Jesus. And folks, I want you to understand something. When we're talking about those called mayors, folks, you do need to keep in mind they are responsible for the crimes that are committed by them that have been allotted to come to their sanctuary city, as they again call them. The crimes are horrendous. They're many. They're unthinkable in so many different ways. And why, America, we don't go to what the Lord said to go to when seen for what it is. And so how we can see things for what they really are. We can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to crime. And what I'm talking about right now is how many of these illegals have been deported over and over and over and over again, but for some reason or another, you're overlooking the fact that these felons masquerading as mayors in America have renamed harboring illegals for sanctuary cities, as if they're showing compassion. I want to tell you who they're showing compassion to. May of 2017, Oscar De La Rosa. Mendoza, 31, of Mission, a Mexican citizen who wasn't lawfully present in the United States, pleaded guilty to driving while intoxicated, a Class B misdemeanor on May 9th. And forget about the 11,000 people that are slaughtered on the streets in America every single year in this country because they don't understand what no means. May 2017, Carlos Santiago Alvarez, 41, of Holyoke, was sentenced Monday to 6 to 8 years in a state prison, followed by 5 years probation in a child rape case. Aside of all the rhetoric that the politicians want to throw on you, America, to accept these illegals into their country, by suggesting that they're showing compassion, I want you to understand they're showing compassion on the people that I'm highlighting right now that are committing crimes on you, your families, and the innocents of the brothers and sisters to your right and to your left in this country. April 2017, Nacio Luque Verdugo, 32, was convicted Friday in Adams County District of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder charges, reported by the Denver Channel. April 2017, four Charlotte area members of the El Salvadorian gang MS-13 were convicted on Tuesday of federal racketeering charges, reported the Charlotte Observer. Now, folks, who's alluring these people into the United States of America? Well, those that are masquerading as mayors. Folks, I want you to know that those mayors are personally responsible for the crimes of the illegals that they are alluring in.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on my Facebook. And you can go over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well. And that's Double E, don't forget. And if you'd like to jump online at any time over the next 45 minutes, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, did you know that to go into Mexico illegally, do you know that you're arrested and deported? But not in America. Did you hear what I said? You go into Mexico illegally, you're arrested, you're deported, or you're jailed. How is it that in American cities and Americans have tolerated a people that cried death to America without and let them in by traitors within? That would be the corrupt politicians and useful idiots known as, they call themselves mayors, protecting those that can't help themselves. But they know how to help themselves to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the love of the world, don't they? And that would be in 1 John 2. You can also add corrupt politicians, which I just highlighted, useful idiots known as news anchors, and Hollywood degenerates. I mean, we hear and we see much about what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unlawfully ruled upon concerning the president, well, that would be Trump's lawful ban on illegals coming into the United States. And by doing so, the court has declared that the United States Constitution is unconstitutional. Did you get that? The court has declared that the United States Constitution is unconstitutional. That's exactly what they did. And this is nothing short of anarchy among those who are to discover and apply law. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. And as a reminder, the advocates of illegal immigration to their own demise are in hopes that you will forget about the likes of Catherine Steinle, who was shot dead on San Francisco's Pier 14 by an illegal in an unprovoked attack. As a matter of fact, her murderer, Juan Francisco Lopez Chancez, who used a federal agent's gun in the crime, was deported 5 times and was a 7-time felon across multiple states, including Texas, Oregon, and Arizona. He had several aliases with 7 birth dates. Was flagged to be held by ICE for immigration and was recently released following a marijuana arrest, and was subsequently protected by corrupt politicians, what of Americans have been led to believe when it comes to the unlawful guise of illegal sanctuary cities. I mean, when you go to Leviticus 19:34, Romans 13:10, you will see immigration laws. And each year, friends, the Border Patrol apprehends hundreds of thousands of aliens who flagrantly violate our nation's laws by unlawfully crossing U.S. borders. Such illegal entry is a misdemeanor, and if repeated after being deported, becomes a punishable offense. It's called a felony. The illegal alien population is composed of those who illegally enter into the country, referred to as enter without inspection, EWI, in violation of the immigration law. Others enter legally and then stay illegally, referred to as overstayers. The immigration authorities' current estimate that 2/3 to 3/5 of all illegal immigrants are EWIs, and the remainder is overstayers. Both types of illegal immigrants are deportable under Immigration and National Security Section 237A1B, which says any alien who is present in the United States in violation of this act or any other law of the United States is deportable. Of course. The laws in this country are simply going unenforced. Remember, soft judges produce hardened criminals? Well, the problem with the American people, they don't know the law. So who are we to say anything if we don't know what the law says? That's ignorance in action right there. Do you ever wonder what might happen if you go into Mexico illegally, America? According to Mexico's 1999 immigration law, General Law on Population, the Mexican Constitution, Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be used to Mexican society, to be useful citizens, friends. That's found in Article 32 of the Mexican Constitution. Foreigners are admitted into Mexico according to their possibility of contributing to national progress. That's the law. Not in America, though. Just listen to the corrupt politician. The felons, masquerading as mayors, that are alluring them in on your dime, that are committing crimes, heinous crimes, on a daily basis. Don't forget about the foreign agent, sodomite, the president, former Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, he released over 68,000 of them during his tenure as the president of the United States of America from American prisons onto the streets of America. Yes, they were illegal. They were illegal. And yet you are giving them three squares a day, America, on your dime. And then that criminal, Barack Hussein Obama, released him onto the streets of America to further endanger you and yours. Immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements for the country and that they have the necessary funds for their sustenance and for their dependents. Article 34. Article 37, foreigners may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics, when foreigners are deemed detrimental to economic or national interests, when they do not behave like good citizens in their own country, when they have broken Mexican laws, and when they are not found to be physically or mentally healthy. Wow, that's amazing. No, Mexico won't take them in. They'll deport them. They'll jail them. But not over here in America. America, you allow your corrupt politicians masquerading as mayors, the felons themselves, to go ahead and lure them in on your dime as they have the audacity to harbor illegals, dangerous felons, deported time and time again into this country, and then when they get notice, friends, is after they commit a crime where it's newsworthy. And then again, the American people stand back and say, what happened here? What's going on here? As if to suggest you didn't hear the first 15,000 that were inundated on your ears over the last 15 years in this country. You know the problem with stupid people is, America? They don't know they're stupid. And yes, stupid is a word. It means dull, insensible. Webster's 1828. I'll say it again. The problem with stupid people in this country is they don't know that they're stupid. Mexican authorities must keep track of every single person in the country. According to Article 73, federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request to assist in the arrest of illegal immigrants. Article 38, the Secretary of Government may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be in the national interest. Wow. Man, anybody that wants to come into America, they just get a free pass for some reason. Let's go back to this for a moment. April 2017, Pablo Gonzalez Sanchez will spend at least 18 years in prison for molesting a young teenage girl and an estimated 50 times. The girl's mother, an illegal alien, has also been sentenced to prison for not reporting her daughter's allegations of abuse. Both she and Sanchez also were ordered to be added to the sex offender registry. Oh, ow. Oh, did you, folks, I bet that ruined their lives. In America, they have to register their names as sex offenders. This is reported by Shelby Starr, 2017 of April. Oh, ow. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I bet that's really going to deter them from committing the crime again, because now they're registered sex offenders. Wow. Gil Galeo was convicted of first-degree attempted murder of a National Park Service employee, as well as armed robbery, 3 counts of aggravated assault, kidnapping, and theft of means of transportation following an 11-day trial. Wilcox Range News, April 2017. This is the fruit of those mayors masquerading as mayors, these felons, friends. This is the fruit of those illegals they're bringing in. Be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the crimes of those that are being lured in. And for those that do not know, those masquerading as mayors in the United States of America, where they have sanctuary cities, they have the American people calling them sanctuary cities now rather than harboring refugees, illegals into our country. What you don't know is federal law points the finger at them as being the responsible party for the crimes that are committed by those that they are alluring into the United States of America. By the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Right now, what I'm doing is I'm highlighting that if you go into Mexico illegally, you're arrested, deported, or jailed, and I'm reading off the Mexican Constitution. Boy, America, your light is fading quickly. Foreigners are now doing what you taught them to do. I mean, it's almost like Matthew 23, verse 3. Do as I say, but don't do as I do, with the up-and-coming generation. Bunch of hypocrites. To our own demise. It's what we tolerate, and we shouldn't tolerate. Listen to this one. Alexis De La Rosa Sosa, an illegal alien from Mexico, was sentenced in Texas to four concurrent terms of 12 years in prison for the deaths of two persons as a result of his crashing into their vehicle while driving recklessly and then fleeing the scene of the crime. Breitbart News. January 2017. Another one in January that you probably didn't hear a word about. A Mexican illegal in the United States, Leonard Penelas Escobar was shot dead in Arizona as he assaulted a police officer by banging his head against cement after his last name, Penelas, shot and wounded the officer who had stopped to render assistance after Penelas, driving at a high speed, had rolled the car, killing the woman passenger. I mean, folks, you are dealing with some outlaws. But again, I'm pointing the finger at the responsible party, to the American people that are tolerating those masquerading themselves as mayors, alluring, harboring felons, deported time and time again from Mexico into America and from the Middle East into America, that are committing heinous crimes against we the people. The law tells us that they are the responsible party for the crimes of the illegals that they allured in America. They are the responsible party for alluring them in. America, why is it that you have allowed it to go this far? That you've allowed these masquerading mayors, which are truly felons, working against your system, handing your country over to a foreign people that are committing crimes against us on a daily basis? Why is it that, let me ask you it this way. How is it that you can just turn the other cheek? How is it that you can just push your elbow out against the things of God and ignore His commandments? And when you think about that, it's to your own demise that you do that. By them thy servant is warned, it tells us in the book of Psalm, chapter 19, verse 11. By them thy servant is warned. I mean, those stop signs are put there and His laws are put there for our good, for our longevity. And if we want to turn and rend God for His goodness towards us, for His mercy towards us, well, guess what? We get what we got coming. March 2017, Mexican national Miguel Rangel Aker was his name. 36 has been convicted of trafficking crystal methane in New Mexico and Navajo Nation land. He will serve 10 years in prison. He's one of the eight others who were charged with trafficking drugs between November 2015 and March of 2016. When they were apprehended, the police also found 2.5 pounds of meth and 10 firearms. Daily Times reported that one. 29-year-old Ricardo Solis Garcia was sentenced to 20 to 29 years. Just think about this, friends. The Bible tells us how we're supposed to deal with those that kill. And we're not to show any pity to those that kill. We are to take their life because it's been proven that they took a life out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. How are you to deal with rapists? You are to end their existence on this earth. But no, what do you do, America? You allow bureaucracy and you allow them to teach you to be soft on the criminals and hard on the victims. And it's exactly what I'm highlighting right now. Hey, folks, just think about it. They come from Mexico illegally. They're drawn in illegally by your corrupt politicians that you tolerate. They commit crimes against innocent people in our country. Then they go into a prison system where you go to work 8 hours a day at least. If you're like me, you're working all the time when you're not, when your eyes aren't closed. And what they do, the corrupt bureaucracy comes in, reallocates your tax dollars to support the people that are here illegally, to support the people that are committing crimes against we the people. In America, you're still trying to figure out what the problem is. When we do it the way the Lord tells us how to do it, see, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if you go to Proverbs 8, you'll see that the fear of the Lord, and by the fear of the Lord, men will depart from iniquity. They'll depart from committing the crime. And it's called teaching them the fear of God. Because when you teach them the fear of God, there's consequence if you violate His law. And isn't that the purpose of government in the first place? Why, yes it is. Just think about that. Not these guys. No, they come in, they're rewarded. They get to go to prison, they get 3 squares a deal, they get gems, they get to make new criminal buddies, so when they get out they can commit another crime. They begin to tell the judges what to do, they kill the guards, they run drug operations inside of prison, and the list goes on. And I'll tell you what, friends, you're even paying for their schooling in prison. You're paying for everything. And the reason I bring this up, friends, it's interesting. This morning I get in my mailbox a new tax laid on all the citizens out in my county. And it's like I'm thinking to myself, I never heard about a tax. I mean, isn't there something called taxation without representation? Or to have representation before we see the taxation? And when you take that and you spread that around, you pay a tax for everything you do practically. Everything you do. And what are they doing with that money? I'm telling you what they're doing with that money, in part. They're supporting the people that are committing crimes against the innocent in our country. You heard what I said. You're supporting those that are committing violent crimes against the innocent in this country. February 2017, 29-year-old Ricardo Solis Garcia was sentenced to 20 to 29 years in prison after being convicted of raping a 13-year-old girl in Burke County, North Carolina, in March of 2015. Garcia lured the girl into his car on the pretense of giving her a ride, but instead took her to a motel room where he forced her to have sex with him. Garcia will be scheduled to be deported after he has served his prison sentence. Oh, so we get to support him for a couple years. And then he's going to go back. And then he's going to see the American mayors telling him to come on over here like so many of them have. Then they go into these so-called sanctuary cities only to commit the crime again and again and again and again and again. And why? Because the people know not the judgment of God. America, you used to know the judgment of God. I mean, people were afraid to kill another man because if they did, they knew that it would cost them their lives if they did so. People in this country used to be afraid of committing the act of rape because if they did, they know that they would hang for the crime. But now everything is just, you know, it's up. It's arbitrary. And see what happens when you leave the lawgiver, you become a law unto yourselves, which really is reprobate and lawless. And then America, instead of taking on God's commands and showing no pity for the criminal and do to him as he meant to do to you, read Deuteronomy 19:19 when you get a moment, you've accepted the fact that you need to show him compassion. I mean, he didn't really mean to shoot that guy like 8 times, right? Come on, I mean, I can imagine if I was in his shoes, you know, I'd want someone to give me another shot. No pun intended. I'd want someone to give me another chance here. Robert Galio, an unlicensed driver from Honduras who entered the U.S. illegally but earned temporary protective status, TPS, killed Drew Rosenberg, a second-year law student, on November 16th in San Francisco, California. Rosenberg was riding his motorcycle when Gallo ran over him three times with his car. Gallo was convicted of vehicular manslaughter and sentenced to, listen to this, friends, he ran him over 3 times, but in San Francisco, he only was sentenced up to 6 months in jail. USCIS refused to deport him, and he was released after serving only 43 days. This is your justice system, America? And of course, this doesn't reflect all the good people in government. This doesn't reflect those that are really there doing their job. It doesn't reflect all of us. We're talking about the squeaky wheel, but we are talking about the little leaven, that leaven of the whole lump that we are to get rid of. Drew's father said the number one responsibility of the federal government is to protect the citizenry. We have been betrayed by successive administrations who have allowed a campaign and contributions and votes to supersede that responsibility, with the result being the deaths of tens of thousands of our loved ones in America. Just think about it. If you're a foreigner, you're illegal, you're a felon, and you want to go ahead and kill an American and drive over him 3 times, hey, I mean, the worst that's going to happen to you is you might go to jail for 6 months Well, maybe not even that. I mean, maybe only 43 days. And then when it comes time to deport you back to your own country, no, the American system will be soft on you too. Don't worry about it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I know. I really do. You know, I've been spending time in the book of Jeremiah. And before that, I was in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John again. And then I'm sure I was in Amos probably two or three times the preceding weeks. And I spent a lot of time in the Law and the Prophets to understand why the stick is so crooked, namely the American people. And when I read the Law and the Prophets, well, that straight stick shows me the deviation of the people. And I noticed over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, nobody wanted to hear the Law and the Prophets. As a matter of fact, they said to them, go prophesy somewhere else. Because the prophet would always come back in and point his finger at the responsible party for the crimes. He'd point his finger, like Jeremiah, he'd point his finger first at the church, as he's appointed to go to the Lord's gate, and accuse the church of their crimes and transgressions before God. It wasn't God's fault, it was their fault. And then he told them to go to the king's court, and then he confronted the king for his crimes. And then he went to the people as a whole, and told them that you're responsible before God, and unless you turn from your wicked ways and return unto God, judgment's going to fall. But over and over and over and over again, the prophets were killed by their own people. The prophets were told to go prophesy somewhere else. The Bible tells us in the book of Amos chapter 5, they hated him who rebuked within the gates. They didn't want to be held responsible for what was going on. That's why the conservatives of the day have a heyday playing the little national inquiries and minds need to know what's going on with our corrupt politicians. And that's why these national conservatives, these talking heads, have such a big following, because it shows you how ignorant the American people have become. You know, I've been on this radio show for 17 years, going on 17 years. And I have yet to have anybody prove to me otherwise as to what and who is responsible for what's going on in this country. Because you know what I tell you, America, is true. You know that you're the responsible party for all of what I'm talking about. You know, in the eyes of God, America, I have a question for you. Who's guilty of the crime? The person committing the crime, or the people that stand back and allow that person to commit the crime? In the eyes of God, you're both guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. And that is exactly, to prove my point further and to solidify my point, the Bible tells us that when you forget God, your nation will be turned into hell. And that is exactly why your nation, America, is being turned into hell. Because you fail to take responsibility for what's going on between you and your God. That's a fact. But I'll tell you, if I was on a radio talking about this corrupt politician and highlighting all of his crimes, as tall as I am from my head to my feet, I'll have fun doing that. I want to jump on that bagwagon. I want to go ahead and jump on that one. Instead of dealing with the likes of Pelosi and Harry Reid and Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, no, we just want to have fun talking about the crimes that she's committing. And what's going on between the left and the right? The dummies don't realize that they're being used as a wedge to divide and conquer. And of course I'm talking about the conservatives. And I'm talking about the conservatives because there's more hope with them guys than there is with the professed church, who's attempting to justify what's going on in this country, which they can't justify. I mean, folks, that's why in America, the church in America has become an absolute reproach. It has become a joke in the eyes of the up-and-comings because of their hypocrisies, because of their lack of accordance and adherence to the Word of God. That's what's cool about this seat. I know I'm right. I've yet to hear from any of these people. You listen to the show. You hear all that. Do you hear them calling in? Nope. I get the emails all the time. I get the phone calls and the messages all the time. You know what's really sad about that, taking it over to another branch off this trunk of this tree, this topic? You know, I get messages on my phone up to 2 to 3 minutes telling me what I now need to do concerning the problems that we have in this country. Are you not listening to me, America? I can only plow my row. I can't plow your row. I can only do what I can do within my capacity. I can't do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. So don't call me and leave messages on my phone and my answering machine telling me now what I need to cover, because you don't want to do it. You strain at the gnat and you swallow the big camel. Just like the topic today. You swallow the big camel when you sit there and blame those masquerading as mayors, them felons that are alluring these illegals in. Deal with the mayors, America. Do your job. And if you would deal with the mayors, you wouldn't be dealing with the illegals. But no, you just want to be entertained. You want to hold fast to deceit because you're not valiant for the truth, and you could care less. And the only thing, and so far as you care about what's going on in this country, is it doesn't interfere with your own selfish lifestyles. Tell me I'm lying. 1-866-582-9933. Deal with them all the time. Deal with them all the time. See them all the time. Every time I speak somewhere, someone comes up to me and tells me what the deal is. They've never lifted their finger to do a thing to right the wrongs. But they all want to tell us. You know, when I first started doing high school assemblies, here, just to give you a case in point, when I first got saved 20 years ago, 20 some years ago now, I mean, really saved. I mean, the Lord came in and broke me down. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. He's brought me there a million times because that's where I need to be. He shows me who I'm not to show me who he is, and that's exactly what he does. It's called the cross, America. I remember I went up to, I was invited to a youth group at a local church. There's about 400 people there, I remember. And I remember this youth pastor did nothing but talk about going into high schools. I heard him do nothing but talk about what the kids were subjected to. Week after week, month after month, and I could only stomach it for about a year and a half. And I remember one time, I told him, I said, you know, I've been listening. I was a baby Christian. I said, I've been listening to you for this time now, this amount of time, and I've heard you do nothing but talk about what needs to be done. And I've heard you do nothing but talk about what God's going to do. Well, let me tell you something, America. God doesn't work independently of you. Kairos and Kronos has meaning, where God meets man. That's where the power of God is demonstrated. Amen. And he does it without as well. But he prefers it with men. That's why he created us. And I remember one time he was so emboldened to go to a school in Minnesota here and go into the lunchroom and grab one of the back tables. And his church leadership, as he called them, were so bold that they went in the back and had lunch with the youth pastor. And I remember looking at him, and I remember I was a little indignant because I looked at him and I said, why are we sitting in the back at the lunchroom? How come we're not doing the high school assembly with the whole student body? And it's the same thing you hear over and over and over and over again. The difference between the church is they talk about what God's going to do. And then you go to the conservatives, they don't even talk about what needs to be done. They actually believe within themselves by voting certain people out and get the other ones in. They don't realize that they're just exchanging power for power. And we've seen this over and over and over again, even in the last cycle. See, they don't realize that until you send the message to the new up-and-comings, those that are going to sit in the incumbent, in the seats to serve we the people, and tell the message to the former that we are not going to tolerate your crimes, not only to impeach them, but to indict them for their crimes, until that message is sent to the up-and-comings, they're going to continuously be corrupt. Because now in America, if you want to just go ahead and be as corrupt as you want to be corrupt, just get into politics. You know, I got to the point in America where I said enough is enough, going back to this youth pastor. I ended up doing 360 public high schools. Two of them were Christians, forgive me. In 24 different states at that particular time. We just went to Alaska last year. But it got to the point where I got so sick and tired of people talking about what needed to be done that I finally stepped in and said, Lord, I got to prove the God of David. I got to know the God of Moses. I got to know who you are. And he has not failed me one time. We have been talking about going into Mexico illegally. You're arrested, deported, or jailed. But in America, they're allured and they're tolerated. And I'm talking about your corrupt politicians that are alluring them in only to subject you and your family to the dangers of the illegals in the first place. Deal with the politicians, but it starts with you. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.